of Mert and Marge. Mert has made a date with Harry Duffy, brother of the notorious Chicago racketeer Spike Duffy. He thinks he can prompt Harry for information about Jimmy's connections with him. Mert and Duffy agreed to meet after the show. When the girls arrived at the theater for the evening performance, Mert discovered that Ray Hunt had returned to town with his wife. It was quite a shock. As you know, Mrs. Hunt had threatened to sue Mert for alienation of affection. So it looks as though the stage is set for plenty of exciting action when we listen to today's chapter of Mert and Marge in just a moment. The curtain has come down on the evening performance of Hayfield Pleasure. Mert and Marge are in the Chick Chick dressing room. Just as we come in, we hear Gwen Rogers, the little blonde patsy of the show, say,
"Did any of you girls see Mrs. Hunt tonight?"
"I saw her. In fact, I had quite a conversation with her."
"Say, did you see her, Myrtle?"
"Yeah, from a distance."
"Gee, she's a swell-looking cookie, huh? I thought she'd be old, but she ain't."
"Don't look any older than some of the dames in this dressing room."
"Speak for yourself, Billy."
"Fear knows who I mean."
"Myrtle doesn't care whether Mrs. Hunt is good-looking or not. And please don't throw any more slurs about Myrtle looking old."
"Oh, atta girl, Margie."
"Well, I guess that'll hold you in your seat for a while, Mr. Vere. You ready, Margie?"
"Yes, I'm ready."
"Oh, gee, Myrtle, that Billy makes me so mad. Every time she starts picking on you, I'm going to tell her off."
"I wouldn't, dear. If she ever started razzing you, Margie, you wouldn't even know the answers."
"Well, I'm learning the answers fast."
"Oh, there's Jack waiting."
"Hello, girl."
"Hi."
"Are you all ready, Margie Fergie?"
"Mm-hmm. Where are we going, Mr. Arnold?"
"Well, I know where they make the nicest banana splits with three kinds of ice cream."
"Oh, Mr. Arnold, I'd rather go someplace and dance to beautiful music."
"Oh, well, not tonight, Margie. What do you say we do that tomorrow night? Is that a date, girls?"
"Sure."
"We'll celebrate in great style."
"Oh, I can hardly wait."
"Well, I'm sorry we can't step out tonight, Margie, but I've got to be at my apartment by 12 o'clock, and I'll be expecting a phone call from you, Myrtle."
"Only in case, Jack. Well, I'll be leaving you two. Mr. Duffy's waiting for me outside the stage door. I want to go out alone. So give me a moment's leeway."
"Okay.
Hmm?
Now, watch your steps, Myrtle."
"I will, Jack. Night. Night. See you later, Margie." "Night, Pat."
"Please be careful, Myrtle."
"Well, hello there, Miss Spear."
"Hello, Harry. So you did keep your date."
"Say, I didn't think I wouldn't."
"Well, you can't tell about men nowadays. They're getting independent."
"You don't think I'm the kind of guy that would stand up a pigeon like you, do you, hon?"
"Oh, just to look at you, I'd know you were different. Well, where do we go from here?"
"I've got a car waiting right here."
"Well, that's service. Thanks for helping me."
"Hey, Slim, take us to 7-Eleven, front way."
"Check."
"Where'd you say we were going?"
"I thought we'd stop off at the Red Rooster for a while. Then we could go someplace else. Kind of make the round."
"The Red Rooster? I never heard of it."
"Oh, there are booths there and a juice box."
"Kind of noisy there, isn't it? You said you'd take me to a quiet little place."
"Well, anything you say, sugar. Oh, Slim, I've changed my mind about 7-Eleven. Make it Murray's."
"I got you."
"The idea of the Red Rooster was I thought I'd show you off to some of the boys over there."
"Why, Harry?"
"Oh, I just wanted to show them that a guy from Chicago could make time with a girl from Hayfield's Pleasure. And none of that bunch has ever been able to make the grade."
"You're kind of proud of yourself, aren't you, huh?"
"Don't say I am." "Well, here we are. Won't need you again tonight, Slim."
"Okay."
"Well, it looks like a private residence, doesn't it?"
"Yeah,
it
belonged to some poor millionaire that went broke." "Yeah, now it's the swellest joint in New York."
"Do you have to ring a buzzer?"
"Yeah. Yeah, this place don't let everybody in. It's a club.
Oh.
Private."
"Are you a member?"
"No, but I've been here before. They know me."
"Good evening, Mr. Duffy. Come right in." "Good evening, madam."
"Good evening. Say, this is nice. Let's sit right here. I like to lean my elbows on the table."
"Yeah, you and me both. Now, Miss Spear, what'll you have?
Oh, I'll have whatever you order. And I wish you wouldn't call me Miss Spear.
Okay. Mert, what'll you have?
Well, I'll leave it to you, Harry. I'd like some hors d'oeuvres.
Yeah. A plate of them, waiter, and a couple of bright eyes.
Yes, sir.
Bright eyes? Sounds interesting.
Not half as interesting as you, honey. They must have seen you when they named them Bright Eyes. You got the swellest pair of lamps I ever seen.
Do you think so, Harry?
Ain't I just telling you? The minute I see you, I says, that's for me.
You know, I kind of felt the same way about you.
No kidding.
Sure.
Well, here we are.
Gee, they're very pretty to look at, aren't they?
Here, seeing you, baby. And I'm seeing plenty.
I'm catching your eye.
Not bad at all, eh? Say, waiter, repeat that order.
Too bad you aren't going to be in town long, Harry.
Well, I was only going to be here for a few days, but I'll stick around for a while if you say the word.
Well, all depends.
On what?
On you. I'll admit you're my type. I love your black curly hair.
You think so?
I certainly do. You look like an athlete, Harry. Do you go in for sports?
I shoot a little golf once in a while. Keeps me in shape. We used to go up around the lake back in the old days.
You mean Lake Michigan?
No, the little lake.
Oh.
There used to be loads of swell resorts around Chicago. And they bought all their stuff from us.
What stuff, Harry?
Oh, here's the waiter. Well, I just put him down and go and pick up an encore. Well, here's another peep at you, baby.
You don't mind if I don't drink it, do you?
Oh, you're not going to fall down on me, are you, Mike?
Well, doctor's orders, you know.
I get you. It's been that way myself.
Go ahead, drink mine, too. One good turn deserves another.
I know, you're worse than it. Here's double trouble.
All right. You were telling me something. Oh, yes, I asked you what kind of stuff you sold in the old days.
Oh, the very best. We had to keep up our reputation. And we never lost it. Of course, we're in a different racket now.
Well, if I'm not a fool, here I thought you were a society man or something. You have a racket.
One of the biggest. Look, you ever heard of my brother? Spike.
You don't mean the Spike Duffy?
Mm-hmm.
Say, he's a big shot, isn't he?
The biggest.
Yeah, but he's smart.
Oh, you gotta be smart these days, kid. You know, it don't pay to be dumb.
Oh, I wish I was smart enough to be in a racket. You know, just being a chorus girl in a show doesn't get you anywhere.
Say, baby, no, what a nice thing to be. With your looks and your... what did you call it?
Oh, you mean refinement?
Yeah, that's it. Why, honey, you could have me jumping through hoops.
I bet you've got a lot of influence, too.
Say, baby, I could take you out to Chicago with me and put you over in a minute. Like, if you ever walked in on a gang, they'd eat out of your hand. Well, it kind of built me up, too.
How do you mean?
Why, the very idea of me getting a dame like you. Oh, you're class, too. Real high class.
Too bad you aren't located in New York, Harry. I might listen in on your proposition.
Well, if a certain thing goes through, I might be located here a good deal of the time.
What do you mean, Harry?
Well, listen, kid. We're thinking of taking over Bill Houston's business. It's all built up and going strong. And it's... Oh, say, baby, you're on the level with me, ain't you?
Why, Harry, you know I'm for you.
Yeah, sure, honey. Fine, you're beautiful.
But, Harry, Bill Houston's in jail.
Yeah, they got him on black market charges. But that was only his sideline.
Oh.
We don't bother selling anything. We just take over. What a price you'd make for a swell joint. You could have anything you wanted. And there's nothing cheap about Harry Duffy.
Hey, Jimmy Minter was right. He said you were a great guy. You know Jimmy very well?
Yeah, he's a good kid. He wants to get in our outfit.
Huh?
I'm afraid he's kind of risky, though. Hasn't got much brains, you know? Hey, baby, let's not talk any more business. Come on over. Let's just sit and talk about...
What about Harry?
Oh, say, you sure look good to me, honey. Let's get something, huh? Come on over. What do you say? Hey, waiter, bring two more of those things. No, you better make it four.
Harry, will you excuse me for a minute? I'm going to the powder room.
Yeah, hurry, hurry back, baby.
All right. Waiter, where's the telephone, please?
Right over there, miss.
Thank you. Hello? Hello, Jack. This is Myrtle. I'm at Murray's.
Oh, you know everything. You had us trailed, huh?
Yeah, he's going fast. About two more drinks will do the job. No, you needn't come after me. I'll hop in a taxi.
It won't be long now. His chin is meeting his vest and his toes are turning up. Should I take him? Like Grant took Richmond. And he hasn't even tried to kiss me yet.
Quite a hectic time with Harry Duffy, but she did get him to talk. We hope the information she has gained will help Jack Arnold keep Jimmy Minter from getting into deeper trouble. Be sure to listen to the next thrilling chapter of Mert and Marge. This is Andre Baruch speaking.